Here we go. Emotional support animals on the Wheel of Anger. What the hell? You did that last week.
No, I didn't. I set it up last week, but I didn't do it.
All right, let's do it today.
Here we go.
I'm in it.
All right, Mark. Mark, before I get on to emotional support animals, can I take a moment to say this first?
Sure.
To the woman living across the street from me, stop beeping your damn car alarm every time you get in and out of your stupid car. It sounds like a sound effect from Benny Hill. If you don't have to get in and out of your car that many times a day, then maybe you should live in it. It's an 85 Toyota, for God's sakes, not a Ferrari. Here's a tip. Every time you leave your car, take the things you might need later in the day out of that car so you don't have to go back and forth every 15 minutes. Is your point to make everyone in your neighborhood know that you have an alarm? Well, now they know. 4 times an hour they know, exactly the same amount of times I get the urge to commit vandalism. No one wants your crappy car. Nobody wants the crap inside it, by the way, especially you, or you wouldn't keep forgetting it. Look, I don't know you, I've never met you, but I think I hate you. I know, Mark, to your pseudo-Buddhist hippie-ass thinking, me saying I hate that woman may seem extreme and perhaps unsettling, even wrong.
Yeah.
Well, let me alleviate your fears. I don't really hate that woman, just everything she represents, mainly her. Let's face it, Mark, everybody needs somebody to hate, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amy Semple McPherson taught the message that hate is wrong.
Right.
And that's primarily why I hate her. For those of you who don't know who she was, here's a short history. Through the clever use of radio in the 1930s, she established one of the most successful evangelical churches in the history of tongues called the Four Square Gospel Church, right in my neighborhood, Echo Park. She was also a bipolar mess who faked her own kidnapping by white slavers and OD'd on a barbiturates. Today, her legacy is responsible for luring more Mexican Americans to their spiritual and intellectual doom than Sam Walton. But even worse, now her 2-million-member church is going to tear down a street full of historic arts and crafts style houses so they can build what? A soup kitchen? No. A recreation center for poor children? No. A free clinic? No. A parking lot for the Amy Semple McPherson Church of goofballs and fake kidnappings. And that's why I hate the woman across the street, because every time she beeps her alarm, I look out my window to see that stupid white car full of nothing important. And beyond that, a billion-dollar church full of even less. Yeah, I know that sounds like the ending to some amusing yet thoughtful essay on fresh air. And that's why I also hate Terry Gross. And that's been my thoughts on emotional support animals. I've been Durst.
Hey, man. You've been Durst. You've been great. I've been Durst. Hey, well, I didn't realize that temple was still in operation.
Hell yeah. Two million members strong.
Wasn't she one of the doomsday sayers? Didn't she actually prophesy the end of the world at some point?
She ran around in a 1913 Packard with the words, Jesus is coming, get ready.
Wow, still not here yet. That's the old thing that gets me about that. And I agree with you about religion. I'm detaching even more from religion as I get older. I used to sort of entertain mystical ideas, but even those are dissipating. I